Hello everyone and welcome one more time. After 16 years, we're still here. Welcome to Saturday's Coffee Tea with me. And today it's an honor and a privilege to introduce our guest, one of our leading citizens and a manufacturer and a friend to this community for probably as long as me, if not longer. Let's welcome John Burksteiner from Logos Nutritionals. Welcome, John.
Thank you, brother. Glad to be here.
We've been doing this for a while, huh, buddy?
Yes, sir.
I remember our first call on February 3rd of 2009, when, if I remember correctly, I told everyone this was going to be a monstrous pandemic. You remember that first call? And I said all I dreamt about was having a clinic one day. Still don't have it, but still hoping. I never give up hope. John, what's going on?
Well, there's, my goodness, as you look around these days, and it seems like there's been a lot of disclosures happening about the poisoning of our citizens, that the planned, big pharma, big agriculture, you name it, all working together, colluding to slowly poison us to death while profiting off of us. And it's something I've been saying for a long time, and you have too, Mel, but we're actually seeing more and more of the evidence actually being brought out in the open here just in the last 6 months. And I was really pleased to see RFK facilitating the banning of the dangerous chemical dyes that are in all of our foods. And my goodness, that's just the tip of the iceberg, but it's a really good start.
Yeah. Well, I don't disagree with you. I mean, you and I don't want to put it bluntly, like, we've been bad-mouthing the government and Big Pharma forever, but I wouldn't dare go to a hospital. I would never get out. I mean, I cringed when I had to make a doctor's appointment after 3 years, because for sure they're going to tell me everything's wrong. But at my age and all the things and all the illnesses and the car wrecks and everything else I've been through, I know how I am. I'm pretty good for my age, I'll tell you. So whatever they tell me when I finally get there, I've already canceled the appointment twice. I'm probably not going to even listen to them anyway, because being on this basic protocol for all these years has really allowed me to maintain a youthful appearance for my age, but amount of energy that really is not common in anybody who reaches 8 decades. So, I'm not be overly concerned. I'm going to eventually just bite the bullet and go and just listen and go, yes, 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 and leave and do what I'm going to do anyway, because I decided many years ago to be my own physician. So, all I can say, John, I'm glad we're both still here, and I'm glad we're both spending all our time trying to help others.
Amen, brother. Well, I've been at that for about 30 years now, and Lord willing, I'm going to continue to do that as long as I have breath.
Well, I told you what I would tell them all when they put me in the box the first time, right?
What was it?
I was going to sit up in the box and tell everybody I ain't ready yet.
Oh, goodness.
John, what's going on over at Logos? How are things, buddy?
Things are exciting. We've gone through some transition here recently, moving our office, which has been interesting, but we're well positioned now to hopefully grow our company, and that's what we hope to do, be able to help more people.
Well, that was always the idea. I remember in the beginning, though, you know, when there were a lot of people because we were the only one. Okay? But suffice to say that last month, that's the only rule, boys and girls, you cannot say you're sorry. But anyway, not sorry. Last month we broke a record for the most pages ever read on this website in a single month. Back in 2018, we had 274,000 pages read in a month. I think it was August. But last month we had 297,000 pages read. And wow, this month, I don't think we're going to come that close to it, but I don't remember, except maybe early on, that we ever had 1,000 people in a month. And we broke 1,000 people days ago. And even when I look now at the countries around the world, I'm seeing every weekend is over 100 or more people every weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then we go back to 60, which is probably a norm, okay, during the week. But and the most important or significant thing about that in my mind is that 80% of those 1,000. All right, I muted John so we could continue on, and I'll unmute him. He's at a baseball game for his 6-year-old grandchildren. Let me tell you something. After the company, the grandchildren are number one. All right. So, with all of that being said, let's unmute John and let's ask him if he's got anything to say. And if not, that's okay. We're going to go around this room as many times as possible because we have 4 or 5 people here that are new. And I actually expected that there would be 6 or 7 because in this last, let's say, not so much today, maybe yesterday, but in the last week, we probably had 6 or 7 new people register and 4 people buy coaching. And I know 4 or 5 of them already ordered because I spoke to 2 of them early this morning and said they got their meds. I said, oh, good. All right. So, John, come on in, buddy, and give us a little update, if any more, or field questions.
Well, I didn't come with any prepared message today because I knew that you did have a fair number of new folks, and I figured that we can best spend the time answering questions, and oftentimes people learn more that way anyway because you talk about so many more topics.
No, I understand. Hey, bro. The ball was in your court. I'll get it right. The court was in your ball. All right. So let's go ahead and let's start with the first one who showed up today, a newbie. Her name is Karen. And she can ask any questions you want. You want me to mute you, John, when you're not talking?
Actually, I can do that. I'll do that. I didn't realize there was that much background noise, but I can do that. Thank you.
Well, I think the umpire is calling balls and strikes, isn't he?
No, it's actually T-ball.
Oh, T-ball. Okay. Oh, I see. All right. Well, anyway, Karen, come in, dear. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
I don't want to be the first.
You don't want to be the first? All right. Well, honey, you know, sometimes you get stuck. I was the first, I promise. I was the first one who they said in the state of Nevada that I had the first case of real case of Morgellons. So it's not necessarily anything to be afraid of or be shy, but okay, we're going to bring you back around.
Well, okay, question. How did you even get diagnosed?
How did I get diagnosed? Well, let's just say that I had a general practitioner named Shannon Zamboni who had been my doctor since the day I got in Reno. All my doctors have been, and dentists have been women. I believe in it, when it comes to medicine, they're a little more sensitive than men. So I chose, and we became good friends, even though she said we're not allowed to become good friends because it's a patient, client, whatever. But we did, because she knew that I had a fascination with holistic medicine and had been going to holistic practitioners of renown and being taught things. So I would bring things to her and we would discuss them. And sometimes she would tell me, I just can't do that, but they'll take my license away. I'm not saying that that's not great, but I couldn't do it. So I started to get sick, really, I guess, after I got MRSA, which was the first thing, from a hand operation by a renowned surgeon who I was very disappointed in, because not only did I get MRSA during his operation to remove something he called a ganglion cyst from my hand, but he said he had never seen anything before. So I asked him two questions. How did you know what it was if you've never seen it before? And where's the specimen? I didn't keep it. What do you mean you didn't keep it? You never saw it before and you didn't keep it? Mm-hmm. Well, so I wound up getting MRSA. That was the first attack on my system. Then I got bit by a black widow a few months later. And then I got chlamydia pneumonia after the spider bite. And then that was in May, and then in December 23rd or 24th, I got bit by a wolf spider. And things started happening to my skin and my body and all kinds of stuff, and the doctor kept monitoring these things with me. Well, then I got bit by the third spider in May, and in about 2 weeks, I had sores and lesions and all kinds of things from my ankles to the back of my neck. And since no one had ever seen anything like that here, they sent me to the cancer clinic. That's where I got my first diagnosis, the first time I ever heard the word, and one of the more humiliating days of my life, as I stood there mostly naked, so everybody who worked in the cancer clinic could see the first confirmed case of what Morgellons look like. Well, that was a pretty big horror show for me, and it was the first time someone told me I was going to die. Okay. Well, are you there, people? Did I lose this call?
Yes. Yes.
Hello. Okay, good. I heard a ding, so someone's trying to call me, but it's a brand new phone. You know, me and phones are not the best friends. But anyway, so that was the day that I called Jill over at Logos because I needed to order a vitamin. And at that time, I had only been taking one vitamin from the company, and I hadn't been taking it properly because, like ugly American that I guess I am, I didn't read the label. But anyway, I started crying. And Jill and I had been friends for about 2-3 years, and I always made her laugh and told her jokes. But I wasn't so happy that day. And I broke down, and she asked me what's wrong. I told her what happened, and the next day, John called me, and that was probably the 14th of, I think it was July, okay, the day after, yeah, 14th of July, 06, and that's when he said, well, let's see if I can help, and we started together in formulating with his nutritional supplements the beginning of a protocol, and after 4 years of working on a protocol and adding other manufacturers' product to the protocol, and then finally adding MMS to the protocol, we had an answer. Now, lo and behold, I didn't know the answer or the protocol as it is today would do as many things for as many different situations or diseases as it actually does. And for the new people, you can go into the thread, Good News for Toxic Disease Sufferers, And you can read three people's version of what this protocol cures or eradicates or puts away or whatever you want to call it, okay? And over the years, we find about 22 different things that this protocol can really help. We've also had three women who we've treated with Morgellons and Lyme while pregnant, who got better at the birth of the child, and all the kids are fine. And we have pictures of this, and it's very exciting because two of the three are in the last 3 years. Okay? Now, neither one of those girls is here, but they write in the post and put pictures of their children. That's Desiree and Carrie Ann. Carrie Ann's husband, Joe, is going to do a show on May 24th on diet for all you folks. If you ever see a picture of this guy with a silly grin and a huge plate of salad in front of him, that's our Joe. So all you new people came to the right place. You have to have a love for life. You have to be smart enough to do the work. If you won't do the work, you will not get well despite taking the protocol and all the other things. Because it's not S-O-M-E, some of the parts. It's the S-U-M, the sum of the parts, all of them. And there are many of them. And not everybody is willing to make all these changes that are going to be necessary. So if you can think you're brave and you're willing to change because you want to live, you're in the right place. If not, well, we'll try to send you somewhere else. I don't know what to tell you. John, let me shut up and let you talk for a bit, eh?
Okay. Well, it is an interesting question that she posed. How did you get diagnosed? Because right now, that's a big challenge for everybody that's being affected that's in this community. And when I first met you and your life got turned around and you got your health back and you decided you wanted to try to transform the lives of others that were dealing with similar challenges. Of course, you know, you set this website up and everybody knows the name of it, howicuremorgellons.com, but soon into the process of us working together, you came to the conclusion, and I did as well, that really what we're really doing is trying to help people with dealing with toxicity and the ramifications of the cumulative toxicity that our society is being pummeled with. So it's the answer to the amazing wide variety of problems that we see. The solution to all of them is to restore integrity to the human bioterrain. And that is a simple but also very complex problem and process, because the body is amazingly engineered and designed to heal and to overcome all kinds of challenges, but sometimes the body needs the correct type of support to help it do just that. And that's what our protocol has always been about. My father designed the Birchsteiner Wellness Protocol not for Morgellons or Lyme patients or any specific issue. It was all about restoring the bioterrain. And so now we're 30 years into that research and ongoing experimentation from a clinical standpoint. And we've basically, you know, your website is an amazing proof of the concept, because people come to you with multiple organ compromise scenarios and end up getting their life back and their productivity back. And, you know, praise be to God that, you know, it's an amazing thing. But that's what we're here to do, is educate and to expose people to the right types of information, the right types of support to help their body get their life back and be in charge again. And it's a process.
Yeah, it's never going to happen overnight because it took forever. You get so sick that you're now burdened with all these different issues. But let me say, going back to how to diagnose it, you know, I don't know how they diagnosed it back in 2006 in a cancer clinic. I really don't. But this is something that at that time and to this day, the government says does not exist. And yet I'm being diagnosed as the first person ever in the state of Nevada with a disease that our government says doesn't exist. So I can only tell you that I can diagnose it from talking to, I don't know. I can't tell you how many, maybe at least 500 people for 16 years, at least, okay? Now, not all of them stick around. Most people run away once they look at the website and they see all these subheadings and they go, all this information. Well, it's a 16-year library of everything that's happened here in different categories. So if you're willing to put the time in to read and listen, man, there's no way you won't get better because it's all documented. We have what I consider the most fantastic testimonial section on earth of people posting their journeys, their progress, them doing their happy dances. I mean, you just got to be willing to do the work, and you can't be afraid. The guiding principles is something that everyone should print and look at and understand that, hey, if it's coming out of you, don't be afraid. It's dead. It's dying. We're trying to get it out of you. When we can get the toxicity level down, you start getting better. So, but everybody's body is different. So people say, well, why can't you give me an exact timeline? Well, there's nothing exact in life anymore, timeline. If everybody's body is different, and that's true, then there is no specific timeline for anybody. It all depends on each one of the individuals. John, let's get some more questions in because you know me, I'll run my mouth all day long.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it is very much an individual journey, Mel. We see a lot of patterns that in the people that we help, but every individual's journey is just that. And there's contributing factors to how everyone got to where they are. So that's part of the process is to weed through all that and try to figure out what the missing parts are and what needs to happen to help them get their life back.
Well, it's interesting, John. You know, for all these years, I don't think I have a list where I wrote it all down, but I ask the same exact questions. And by the answers that I'm given, I'm able to understand exactly what's going on. And, you know, that's a gift. I mean, I'm not that smart, but that certainly is a gift, I believe, that I've been given from the Lord because it makes it easier to help people, okay? I mean, there are people here that couldn't believe, and I know Nancy's one of them, that all the money that they spent on tests, well, the day that she said I got my test results, I said, okay, well, let me tell you what you got. And I told her what she had, and she couldn't believe it. I think, was Rocky Mountain Fever one of them?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, how could you die? I never had that one. But I understood from all the people I talked to who did what it was like. So when she was telling me the answers to the questions, and she answered it like all of those who had that Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever, I figured she probably has it too. So, again, this whole website was built on God because he's the one who saved me. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that I would not be here today with all of the experiences and traumas and accidents, if it wasn't for God keeping me here. I mean, I just got over pneumonia 60 days ago. How many people have pneumonia at 80, 79 years old and will not go to the doctor, will not go to the hospital, but can fix it themselves by doing the things that they preach to all of you to do? And I don't do the things I preach to you all the time anymore, okay? But when I was sick, boy, it was like when I just took care of me, slept. I lost 20 pounds, which I probably should have left off, which I could do without in the first place. But I mean, it took 5 weeks to beat it, but I beat it. And most people told me that's pretty hard to do at your age. So I'm in good shape. I owe it to the Lord. I owe it to Logos and the other manufacturers whose products I take on a daily basis. Okay? I don't take everything anymore, but I don't not take the basics, because the basics are what I believe keep you healthy. But in my opinion, and I've always yelled at John about this, I think it slows down the aging process. I'm the wildest, crazy old man I ever met. Most people my age shrivel up. I weigh 220. I'm ready to go play hockey if I could walk.
So, well, restoring the bar terrain does slow down the aging process. It slows down the deterioration process. That's the whole idea.
No, I understand.
It all boils down to there's several things that need to happen well in any organism for it to not just survive but thrive. And those are, you have to be able to absorb and assimilate nutrients effectively. You have to be able to get rid of toxins, not only the ones that you create, but the ones that you're exposed to efficiently. And you have to be able to control inflammation in the body. And if those things are all happening, then cellular energy potential is restored, and that organism, whatever it is, has a much better chance of not just surviving, but thriving. So that's what this protocol is all about. Let's see if we get some more questions and help some folks clear up some.
All right. Maria, come in, Maria. Hello? Okay, maybe she stepped away from the phone. Okay, let's see. Is that you, Maria? Okay. Did I mute anybody? Oh, okay. Well, hey, we used to have a person named the Kraken. That was her nickname. She didn't want to be an agent. The Kraken, you know, she used to whip everybody. Okay? And she had a real problem for 5 years learning how to get the mute button out.
It wasn't responding to my touch.
That's what she used to say.
Refusing. My gosh.
Well, I don't know.
It's okay, Maria. Do you have a question for John?
No, I think he answered it on the last one, where he was saying that what this protocol fights. And I'm really interested that it fights inflammation. So, of course, after all my accidents and the latest thing of breaking my wrist and now having my wrist wired up and things in my body.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. You need to order Neflistat and Joint Marvel if you don't have them now. NFL Stat and Joint Marvel. I take them every day, and I take the Neflistat twice a day because I've had almost every bone in my hands broken from hockey. And then I had my pelvis crushed and my hip cracked from being run over by a drunk. And then I had my ribs crushed and stayed purple for 5 months and my right shoulder detached from when I drove off the cliff not trying to hit the deer.
Oh my God.
In order to be immobilized totally and in pain forever, I take Joint Marvel, Magnifical, and Neflistat. And I have no pain. And let me tell you, at my age, to have no pain is insane. It's wonderful.
Okay, so that's NFLSTAIT?
I don't think there's an I in there, but I can spell.
Yeah, STAT. Inflistat is what we call it.
Right, but I can't enunciate that, so I say NFL stats.
John, would you help me with this, please?
NFL STAT, Infostat.
Okay.
NFLA, excuse me, NFLA, Inflastat.
Okay. NFLA stat. Okay, and the other one is Joint Marvel.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. That's all of your joint assimilation nutrients and what your body needs to restore your joints. You know, things like chondroitin and glucosamine and those things. There's some other interesting things in there, some lubricant things to lubricate your joints and reduce inflammation and swelling in the joints.
Okay, so, John, what happens this time when I had the surgery? They put in titanium wires and screws. And to me, that seems to have pushed my blood pressure through the roof. I don't know why. Could be other things, but will this Infostat and Joint Marvel help, even though I'm carrying the metal now in my body?
Yes, sweetie. I have a titanium hip replacement.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I have two of them.
I know you outdid me there, you. Okay? But no. You know, it's another thing that's really interesting, and I'm not trying to really push John's products because you don't have to. If once you take them, you understand what you're getting. I mean, I'm sorry, Sammy, as I am, who could buy anything anywhere, okay? She is in love with John's products. She's got as much money as the really rich people have. But I'm sorry she's not here. She could really brag it on. She did it on my call with her yesterday, John. She just couldn't get over how good she felt. She says, oh, I still have it. But, man, I feel great. I got more out of it. I said, gee, you sound like me. All right. So, you know, Marie, we're gonna fix everything up this time because you're going to do it all. Forget everything else except getting to be 100% and restoring your life. And if you have all this knowledge and you'll use it, you'll enjoy the balance despite what everyone's trying to do to by poisoning us all.
Oh, my God. All right. Yes. Okay, thank you. I'll order.
Marie, I do want to say this. I don't think your blood pressure issues are related to titanium.
No.
It would be something else. I would need to spend some time asking you some more questions to get to the bottom of that. But, the titanium is not going to cause blood pressure issues, from the injuries that you did, that you had repaired.
I would think right now, with everything that's going on in her life, John, I know her a long time. I'd just say she has high anxiety. She hasn't talked to me enough in the last 2 years, her blood pressure went up, not laughing enough. And then we're going to get her on famous beet juice, which Nancy can also attest to, is pretty damn good when it comes to blood pressure regulation. But you just hang in there. There's no way you're not going to get well this time.
This is it. I mean, I put family first, and that was a mistake. But hey, it worked out. I'm back and alive. Okay, I'm muting.
Thank you, dear.
Okay. All right, Charlene, are you here, Charlene?
I am, Mel. Thank you.
Welcome. Oh, you're welcome. Questions?
Well, I'm here as part of Team Karen, and I'll speak. Carrie Schaefer also is someone in our little Team Karen, but we also became, or I know I'm interested in Logos and restoring my bioterrain. So I was just more interested in learning some of like the basis of the company, and then I've been kind of peeking at it, you know, I wanted to know what the bio terrain is, but I definitely looked at that. And then, you know, for someone like myself who I don't have any, well, I don't go to the doctor and I haven't had insurance for years. And one of my difficulties is like, you know, just so, I'm the self-physician now. So John, if you were going to start like on a, like utilizing Logos Nutritionals to do exactly what it's supposed to do, is there kind of a flow you would suggest in what you start with and what you move to? Because I'm noticing here on the BioTerrain page, it's talking about the gut and then the liver and then the thymus gland and then the bones. And then.
Yeah, well,
so
it's really simple, okay, really. You need what we would call the basic protocol, which is the wellness protocol, which is going to address all of those things. If you're not dealing right now with a toxic disease, then you just need the basic protocol, and you'll find within 90 to 120 days, you're going to come back and say, wow. Honest. Okay? Remember, okay? I mean, I'm so old, it's ridiculous that I'm so healthy. It's the only thing I can say to justify, you know, what I tell you all, okay? I mean, I don't know how many of you know anybody my age, but I don't know hardly any of my, I got one friend left. And none of the guys we play pro hockey with are alive because of the banged up how it was when we played. Okay, so I mean, hey, you get on this basic protocol.
Like,
go ahead.
It sounds like it might be helpful for her if I just quickly ran through the protocol products and what they do and how.
That's great because we normally do that when we feel we have this many new people. Go, John.
Okay. So we talked about how important it is that we restore the digestive efficiency and the detoxification pathways and so forth. So a lot, how, literally half the protocol is aimed at restoring digestion and in the process of restoring digestion, you automatically reduce systemic inflammation dramatically. So the thymic formula is kind of the foundation of the protocol. That is a very comprehensive multivitamin, multimineral, multigranular, and with an emphasis on your thymus gland. Your thymus gland is the master gland of immunity, the kind of the quarterback of your immune response. Your regulatory T cells that are so important for your ability to respond to a microbial threat. They come from your thymus, and they are orchestrated by hormones released by your thymus, proteins released by your thymus. So that product is literally foundational to restoring integrity to the bioterrain because it's providing a smorgasbord of nutrients that are needed to produce energy and for the body to go about healing and restoring and so forth. Your essential digestion is digestive enzymes, and the older we get, the less enzymes we make, and the harder it is for us to actually get nutrients from our food and really fuel our cellular energy production capabilities. Liver CF Plus is part of that as well, and it's supporting phase 1, 2, and 3 liver detoxification, and also the production of our body's master antioxidants called glutathione. That's the way our body controls oxidative stress, free radicals that are created in our body, and toxins that are circulating in our body are neutralized by glutathione. So we're fueling the body's own natural production of glutathione with the protocol using the amino acids and other things that are introduced into the body on a regular basis through the protocol with Liver CS Plus. That is really, really important, especially in this community because
everyone dealing with these types of syndromes are definitely dealing with toxicity issues and the need to support the body's detox capabilities. Mel and I spoke to a lady yesterday who's had some testing done and verified some exposures that she had with lead and mercury and barium and so forth. And, you know, those are things that can't be ignored if you want to get better. You have to be able to go through a detoxification process. Then we've got essential omegas as part of the protocol, and that's the omega fatty acids from fish oil, flax oil, that sort of thing. There's some borage as well in there. But these are the essential fats that are so important for naturally thinning the blood, preventing high blood pressure, and helping the blood circulate more efficiently through the body. And also very, very dramatic anti-inflammatory effects. Omega fatty acids are profoundly anti-inflammatory in the cardiovascular system. And, of course, they are literally brain food. The brain is made of fat, and essential fatty acids are prevalent throughout the brain. So the omegas are literally brain food. So you can see how many different body systems are being affected already just with those products. Then you've got the bone health is extremely important long term, and especially with chronic illness. We've had ongoing degradation of bone strength in our country for years, for decades really, because of the standard American diet and the acid-producing diet that most people are exposed to. So melting away of the bones is a huge problem, and it causes calcification of the soft tissues in the body, things like bone spurs and, of course, atherosclerosis, eventually arteriosclerosis. And really, all disease processes are associated with both inflammation and calcification. Can you show me somebody with prostate cancer? I'll show you somebody with a calcified prostate. Same thing with breast cancer. So calcification is a huge issue. And Magnifical, or actually we just changed the name not long ago to MagnotCal. MagnotCal is part of the protocol, and it is aimed at bone health. And bones are extremely important, not just for support, structural support in the body, but also they're our mineral storehouse in the body. So when the body's trying to regulate the pH of our blood, for example, we have on-demand access to alkalizing minerals from our bones that we use instantaneously to maintain that very tight range of the pH of the blood. pH of the body tissues can vary and does vary in cyclical patterns throughout the day, but the pH of the blood does not. So what do the doctors do? They put us on things to shut down bone remodeling and take away our ability to access those alkalizing minerals. Makes no sense, but that's what they do. So Magnifical is all about bone health, heart health, and everything ties together. And then let's see what else is there. There's, what did I leave out, Mel? Liver CS? Oh, essential flora, probiotics.
Right.
of course, the probiotics are aimed at the back half of digestion, restoring the gut ecology of the microbiome. And the enzymes are more aimed at the front half of digestion, breaking down food efficiently and not setting the body up for systemic inflammation. So all of these things are worked together. And then, of course, with our base protocol for Morgellons, we also throw in another product called Eubinol Coenzyme Q10. CoQ10 is the rate-limiting enzyme for energy production in the energy factory of the cell, the mitochondria. Without CoQ10, we literally can't convert nutrients into energy. So that is a huge, huge part of the outcome we're looking for with the protocol, is to restore cellular energy output. Because if your cells are tired, you have no choice but to be tired. You're literally stuck. And so it's all about restoring cellular health. And the microbiome is nothing more than, or the bioterrain is nothing more than the cumulative effect of the health of every individual cell in the body.
Yeah, thank you for that. Mitochondria health, mitochondrial health is kind of a big buzz thing out there. So
yes,
it's interesting. I could tell by reading some of this that that was what it was really also leading to. So thank you for that. And I guess it's interesting. I just talked to a friend of mine who has been struggling with mold toxicity for years. And yeah, anyway, I'm sure these products also help with that. Yes?
Yes, ma'am. They do. It's really a very, very common factor that we see in this community, is some history of, or even ongoing history of mold exposure. Chronic mold exposure, and we see that a lot. And it's very, very dangerous, because mold mycotoxins are perceived as estrogens by the body. And so they literally downregulate the function of your thyroid gland. And the thyroid gland is directly responsible for energy output at the cellular level. It's like when I was a kid, you could literally adjust the carburetor of a car with a flathead screwdriver and adjust the idling speed up or down. Well, that's what your thyroid does in your body. It adjusts the idling speed of your metabolism. And when people have chronic mold exposures, not only are they dealing with, clogging up their detox pathways, but they're also dealing with a sluggish thyroid function. And that just ricochets throughout all the systems in the body. Because, like, again, when your cells are tired, everything else has no choice but to be tired and sluggish.
Well.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right. We're getting some people here who have a great deal of knowledge of their own, and they can put it all together and do even better. All right. Charlene, thank you. We're glad you're here. Donna G., one of my favorites. How are you, Donna G.?
Ooh, one of my favorites. I'm doing good now. Hi, John. My question for you since you were going through that whole wonderful orchestration of everything, I wanted to ask, because I should have ran downstairs and checked my Magnot Cal bottle, but with taking vitamin D3, my brother had asked me, did it have K2 in the D3? And I said, no, it doesn't have K2 in the D3. So are we to supplement? He said, in order for the bones to even have the D3 help, he said, you need to add K2, and that also helps to clean out arteries. Is that true?
Yes, that is true.
Okay.
So my D3 product, that's standalone D3, does not have K2 in it. And a lot of people get confused about that. They think that you can't absorb vitamin D without K, but that's not true. The relationship is this. K2 is the glue that is used to assimilate calcium hydroxyapatite into the bone. And so D3 and K2 are required for bone assimilation. But you don't need K2 to absorb vitamin D. The product that we have that's aimed at bone, the Magnot Cal, does contain D3 and K2. And that's why it contains both, because you need K2 to build bone. And the whole point of that product is to go throughout the body, recruiting calcium out of the soft tissues and put it back into the bones and teeth where it belongs.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Great question.
Donna G always has great questions. I'll call her every coaching time. Well, what do you got? Nothing. All right. Well, then. Oh, no. And then she has four or five.
You're telling my secret. Hey, I will tell you this to the women who are out there and maybe having hormonal hot flashes, night sweats, you know, all that stuff. John B did tell me to get the Eve Harmony.
Yes,
Eve Harmony. And he said, and when you buy one bottle, you're going to see you like it, and you'll buy the, what is it? You buy six and you get one free, I believe. And he's right.
Ma'am.
So that stuff is amazing. I love it. I preach it to anybody who's having issues with hot flashes and night sweats, because I'm on my eighth bottle, because I bought the first bottle and then I bought the sixth and got one free. So that's going to be on my next order. So I recommend that to anybody who's on the line who may be having any type of hot flashes and night sweats and you're just miserable. And of course, when I had cleaned up my diet, that did take away a lot of that, not having all the carbs, but I tell you what, I won't go without it. So.
Well, on the other foot, I've been taking Adam's Vitality for at least since I got well, John. What do you think? Yeah? Since at least 09? Okay. And I have people who are younger men, and they say, well, how do you do at night? And I say, what do you mean? I sleep. Well, don't you have to get up a bunch of times at your age? I said, only when I'm worried I don't have the rent. And I'll tell you, I got even one guy who used to be here all the time. He used to get so upset with me because I didn't have to get up and pee four or five times, and he did. I don't know if he ever got on Adam's Vitality, but I'll tell you, I'm blessed that way. Maybe I'll wake up once, but not that often. I really sleep very, very well at night, but then I put in a lot of hours during the day. But anyway, Vitality and Ease Harmony, I've had many other women tell me that they really enjoy the way that they respond to it. Okay, so hey, it's not in the basic protocol, but it's something to consider if you have issues. And I'm sure Donna G, who is a plethora of information, would be glad to talk to any woman who needed a little assistance. Isn't that correct, Donna G?
Sure.
All right. I always say D G Donna G. All right, let's see.
By the way, mm-hmm. Mel, I do want to say anybody who is interested in Eve Harmony should also be taking essential omegas with that, because those omega fats are very important for balancing hormonal reactions as well.
Okay, well, hey, I take three things together. Magna Cal, not Cal, or whoever Cal, and then Joint Marvel and Eflastat. Take them together, because the synergy of the things that are in our website is what's amazing to me. How everything actually works together. That's why one of our guiding principles asks you not to mix protocols, because what gets people well, in my opinion, is the synergy created by what we've put together here. Amen. All right. Yolanta, welcome, young Yolanta. Any questions for John?
Yes, thank you. I wanted to know what the Thymec supplement does.
Thank you, dear. Well, the Thymec supplement is kind of like the foundation of the protocol, because it's the smorgasbord of nutrition. It's got all of your vitamins, minerals, and even some glandulars that are very unique to help restore the function of our own glands. And so we're trying to reverse any nutrient deficits that might be there. You've got therapeutic dosages of vitamins and minerals and some herbs that help stimulate and or balance immunity. So the thymic formula is very important. But we knew, my dad knew early on that, you know, a lot of people, especially dealing with chronic illness, were not in a position to really capitalize on what's in thymic formula because their digestion and assimilation systems were so impaired. That's why so much of the protocol is aimed at restoring digestion and efficient assimilation of nutrients so that you can take advantage of all the benefits that are in thymic. So thymic, there's not a more comprehensive multivitamin out there, and especially one that has all the nutrients presented in their most bioavailable forms, and so forms that are not going to be problematic for people who have methylation pathway defects or, you know, issues like that. So we use methylated B vitamins in there. And, you know, there's no expenses spared on the quality end with all of our supplements. And as Mel just pointed out so aptly, our products are all built around synergy. Very few individual ingredient products in our line. The few that we have are there because they're so important for people who actually need them, like D3, for example, one of the most chronic deficiency issues we see in our population is vitamin D3 or vitamin D deficiency. And that is an absolute nightmare for your body. When your vitamin D levels are low, your mucosal immunity is shot. So synergy is huge in this protocol. And, you know, there's 7 products in the base expanded base protocol that we offer the Ubinol in addition to the main Bergsteiner Wellness Protocol. But those 7 products are loaded with nutrients in therapeutic dosages and in their most bioavailable form. So you will not find a more comprehensive protocol out there for restoring the bioterrain and helping the body figure out how to get back where it needs to be.
I see. Thank you. Do you have anything for children, for protocol for children at all?
Yes, we've had a protocol for children since, I guess, almost day one. It's quite simple, okay? It starts off with the flora and colostrum, okay? And then after about 40 days, we add in the, Candida Red, and we get children well in a very short period of time, usually about 6 or so months, maybe a little longer today. But that's because they haven't corrupted their bodies as much as the adults with all, they haven't lived and breathed all the air, they haven't eaten all the wrong foods. So they're a lot simpler. If you have somebody who has a child, you have them read Children and Morgellons thread in the forum, put it in the search engine, they'll read 16 years of us curing children, they'll see how many times I've told that we use the same three things. And in some cases where it's more severe, we bring in John, maybe Dr. Edward Griffin, or we'll add something that child might need specifically. I'll tell you this, the most exciting thing was, I'd have to go to hecuresall.org. Whose son did we cure of cancer? I'll never forget that. He was one of the first people I gave part of my electric case to. But over there, go to hecuresall.org. All right, I'm going. And she was in one of the success stories. Amber. All right. Amber is wrote a post, okay, in a testimonial in our other website, the E Cures All Foundation, are 501c. And she talks about her son who has always been diagnosed with leukemia. And after being here, I don't know, certainly less than 2 years, he didn't have it anymore. Okay?
Just with the colostrum and the flora, essential flora?
Well, I don't actually remember if we did. I'm sure we might have done one or two things in addition. But I'm just saying that out of all the children that ever came here, this boy had leukemia, and we fixed it with our protocol. So, I mean...
Well, I'd like to respond to her question as well, Mel. Logos does not have any supplements that are targeting children. They're designed for children. They're all designed for adults. However, most of them are safe for children at a reduced dose. As Mel did point out, most kids don't have near the cumulative toxicity that adults do for obvious reasons. Although now with, when I grew up, I think I got 4 vaccines, and now there are like 72 of them that are introduced to a child in the first 2 years of life if you follow the schedule. So that's kind of changed everything in that regard. But normally, you would not expect for a child to have the cumulative toxicity of an adult because they're just fewer years of being exposed. Because of that, we don't normally have to address every organ system and with the kind of a complexity that we do the normal protocol. And normally, if you give kids some support for the microbiome, the probiotics, and maybe some colostrum to help kind of jumpstart the immune system again with a lot of direct immune support, that normally will do a great job of getting the kids back off and running again. But every situation is different and unique, and you have to deal with it accordingly. If there's toxic exposures to aluminum and mercury and all those things from following the recommended vaccine schedule, that has to be addressed. And obviously that's a major hurdle to overcome.
If you know, John, I'm thinking about it, and to me, I find it a little bit fascinating. Do you know that we haven't really treated a child in a while? But yet every child that came here got better. I'm wondering why that is. Maybe children don't interact as much as they used to with one another because of the phones and the computer.
Great question. I don't really consider myself treating anyone. I'm just trying to help people get the right things in their body for their body to do what it can do naturally.
Okay. Okie dokie. So let's move along to Mr. and Mrs. What's their name? Diane and Paul. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Wonderful. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing wonderful, too. It's great. I do have a question. Thinking about inflammation and things within the bones and the muscles of our body, is there something within the vastness of the protocol and your supplements that kind of addresses that?
Yeah. Absolutely. The whole protocol is about targeting inflammation, lowering inflammation, and it does so by targeting digestion and assimilation. Because when you do that, you don't have when people have malabsorption and digestive inefficiency, that just creates tremendous inflammation in the gut, and from that will flow autoimmune types of problems and so forth, just ongoing inflammation. And inflammation is the problem that causes most disease, is the body's response. So for example, arteriosclerosis is really our body's response to systemic inflammation in the veins and blood vessels. When the artery or the vein experiences inflammation, the body's response is to lay down plaque along the wall of the endothelial lining of the blood vessel to try to repair that blood vessel and protect it from the inflammation. So the arteriosclerosis and atherosclerosis is really just the body's response to the problem. The stimulus is inflammation. So we're not targeting the problem unless we target inflammation. And so that's what we do, and we do it in the base protocol, but we also have other tools, like in our protocol that we've designed for people with long-haul COVID or mRNA vaccine injury. That's what it's all about, is addressing chronic inflammation in the body, because that's what the spike protein, ongoing spike protein accumulation in the body, that's what it does, is create constant inflammation. So we use what has been used in many years in Europe. We use systemic enzymes like nattokinase or serrapeptase. Our names for those products are rejuvenase. That's our nattokinase product. And Inflastat has serrapeptase in it, but we also have a serrapeptase product, and it's called Magnifazyme. And that's part of our extension kit for Morgellons or Lyme. But there's many ways that we try to address inflammation. As I mentioned, omega fats are really important for that. And then the driving of glutathione in the base protocol is very important for controlling inflammation too, because that's how the body addresses oxidative stress and moderates oxidative stress, is through glutathione.
Well, Paul, let me ask you, are you asking beyond the protocols as you know it now? Like, I believe you must be on the Lyme protocol with extension. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So are you asking for something in addition that may help with inflammation? Because once again, I'm going to go back to Inflastat. Because I tore my meniscus in my right leg just before I moved out of Reno 3.5 years ago. And I immediately asked John, what can I do? Because I go to the orthopedic clinic, and of course the guy wants to operate. So I said, well, can you fix it? He says, no, but I'd like to remove some, I don't know what he said, something in, you know, my knee joints. I forget him at the moment. But anyway, I said, well, I don't have any arthritis in my knee, and then it came to me. Okay, so how much? And I asked him, and he got really upset. I said, how much will you make on that operation? So I was really pissed, okay? He tell me he wants to operate on something that's not even bothering me, okay? But he can't fix what's bothering me. So now I've been taking the Inflastat for all this time, and I am so happy to announce that this last week, for the first time in 3 years, I don't have to wear a knee brace. I'm not afraid anymore. Okay, in fact, I go up and down the stairs better without the knee brace on than I did with it on. And today was a true testimonial, as I like to go shopping when there's nobody in the store. So when the store opens at 6, whose face do they always see? Mine. So there I am over at Wally World, that's what I call Walmart, and I want to get this plant that I saw from my apartment, this beautiful 10-inch spathiphyllum with these 3 or 4 white-head-stemmed, cobra-head-like flowers. And I'm getting some groceries, and I'm walking around. It's raining, and it's like 35, 40 degrees, and there's no problem with my right knee. So I don't know, again, like I'm a testimonial for these things and how they work because of what I consider my age and what yet I'm still capable of doing. So, Infostat is my most favorite thing because I have no pain and I see something that can't be fixed somehow is fixed. And again, it had nothing to do with the doctor or in hospital or anything like that. It was doing the things necessary for the period of time. I won't stop taking Neflostat, but boy, am I glad I haven't needed my knee brace for over a week. Wow. So if you're looking for one more thing to help, that's what I would recommend.
Yeah, that looks more along the line of what I was thinking for what I was feeling. And John, would that work, or is that a glucosamine and the MSM, all those three products working together?
Yeah, it depends on if you're talking about joint inflammation or systemic inflammation. You know, the Infostat is kind of a it is conceived as a product for joint inflammation and that kind of inflammation. But serrapeptase is a systemic enzyme that is very, very good at helping to modulate systemic inflammation. And it also has bromelain and papain and a few other things in it that kind of expand the footprint, if you will, of proteolytic enzymes. So you're getting anti-inflammatory cascades from different directions. It's a very broad spectrum kind of anti-inflammatory formulation. But I used that actually in combination with the rejuvenase, the natokinase, for the base protocol for mRNA injury. Because it is such a wide spectrum anti-inflammatory.
Okay. Hi, John. It's Diane.
Hey, Diane. How are you, dear?
I'm good. I'm just wondering, because I think, well, we're not sure, but we think some of the injury in the hip joint inflammation or pain that Paul's feeling, I think it may be golf related. We're not sure yet, but I guess for that one, I think it's a golf injury, but we're trying to decide whether to go more with like the Infostat or maybe something more that's just glucosamine chondroitin based.
Well, that's the joint marvel. That's where that comes in. Is
right.
Given the nutrients needed for the rebuilding of joints and joint health.
You think that's more the way we should go if it's a specific joint that you're, instead of an all over body kind of inflammation, it's a specific joint. And we have an appointment with the doctor to look at that hip joint, but, you know, we're trying to just do it on our own before we get there to that point. And
let me ask you this, Paul, where is the pain in your hip, Paul? Is it on the front or is it on the side?
It's in the inner groin.
Okay. That's not good. Don't really have to worry about hip pain if the hip pain is coming from the top of the hip or the side of the hip. But if it's coming from the front, from the groin, then you probably need to consider what I did, the replacement. You need to find a doctor who's done a lot of them, you know, thousands of them, believe me, you want to one that does an anterior approach where they go in from the front. You have some abnormality in your hip that won't allow them to do that, you definitely want them to go in from the front. Because you won't have problems with your hip popping out and all kind of issues, having to have the surgery redone. There's still a lot of doctors out there who do go in from the backside, but that is not the way to go.
No, I've been reading about that, and it seems like when they go in through the side or the back, then they start cutting tendons and other things get involved. From the front, they don't. So I agree with what you're saying.
I had my first hip replacement in California back in 2012 was performed by a doctor who performed the first frontal in California in 2012 at a little hospital in Truckee, California, where they treated all the major ski accidents from all the ski resorts. I called him the magician. He was the first doctor in 30-some years who said he might be able to fix my hip. So he did a frontal, and the first one that was done in 79, of course, was from the back. But it's 13 years now. 13 years, yeah, 13 years in October, and this old hip's still pretty good. Pretty good. Not great, but pretty good. So, and nobody wants to get it.
I literally drove in the morning to the place for outpatient surgery and walked out. And in the case of my second hip, I did the right one first and the left one second. But with my left one, I was literally driving 4 days later because my right foot is what I drive with, and it wasn't affected at all. But I was amazed at the recovery. And when you do the frontal approach, they don't, like you said, they don't go in and disturb all your tendons and muscles of the butt, muscles that hold your hip together. And it's just a much better deal. And I was able to manage my pain using Emflustat and ibuprofen. I didn't ever even took any opiates.
Oh, thanks for the info, John. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, John.
You're very welcome. Yes, sir.
All righty. Now here's someone who's gone through quite a bit. And for all you new people, she's a plethora of information because there were more things wrong with her when we met than I think she'll even want to talk about today. But let's welcome Fancy Nancy, another one of my favorites.
Hey, John. How you doing?
I am well. How are you, dear?
I'm hanging in there. I have been having a bad headache for the last couple of days, and I was wondering if there was a virus or something going around. I usually don't catch them, but my head kept getting worse and worse. And yesterday morning, I decided, well, I better go let my doctor see why my head's hurting so bad. And I went to go get dressed, and I throwed up and had a upset stomach. And after that happened, my headache went away and I felt a lot better. But I did go on and let the doctor check me, and they run a few tests and they couldn't find anything really wrong. They just told me to go back home. And since I've been back home, I felt better. So have you heard of any kind of virus going around that gives you severe headaches and just makes you hurt sort of all over?
Well,
I'm
let
not
me just
to
say
to pick up
that
stuff
I've heard in my coaching this past week, a lot of people complaining about headaches and what they perceive as allergies from an enormous amount of pollen. So, and as far as a cold or something like that, or a virus or something. I've heard of people who have said that they've had a cold that's lasted like 3 to 4 weeks. But I have heard this past week of a lot of people complaining about headaches. And I'm wondering what new has been introduced into the air we're breathing.
That's exactly what I was thinking when I kept getting a headache, and it just seemed like it kept getting worse. And
yeah, because you don't get headaches.
No, I don't. And
I know
that was something was real rare. So I said, well, I'll go see about it. But when I got up to go get dressed, the minute after I throwed up and went to the bathroom, it just sort of, by the time I come back in here where Rusty was, it had just sort of faded away and was gone after me throwing up.
I don't know if it was food poisoning or not, but whatever it is, it's gone, and that's what we have to be thankful for. Nancy, there are lots of new people here. Would you tell them that with everything you've been through, what you think about coming here and finding us and slowly restoring health from a multitude of different problems.
Yeah, without John and Mel both, I don't really think I would still be here. And I think that the earth is making us sick because of people that think more about money than they do about our environment. And so getting people with knowledge about stuff like that is hard to find, and people that will even answer your questions. And John and Mel all tries to answer your questions and give you good advice and tell you the right thing to take that's not going to harm your body. Because I think we all know that prescription medicine always makes something else worse. And so I don't remember how many. I've been here several years with Mel, but I went through all kind of problems trying to find somebody that would even talk to me about any of my symptoms or what was wrong. And it was where I had a blood clot taken out, so my body just sort of crashed and lost all the iron out of my body and everything. And John and Mel helped me get the things I needed to get back on the right road. So that was one of the main things, I think, that really helped. And there's not anything that they can help you with, and it's usually natural and that really helps. And a lot of times, if you get one thing healed, sometimes it might show up something else you had been dealing with that all you got to do is talk to them about it and then figure out something to try to help you. And you have to be consistent with it. That's the main thing, is do it religiously and stay on the diet and keep getting better.
Well, thank you so much, Nancy.
You're in the right place, and between John and Mel and God, you can get well. I've just had a lot of side effects. For some reason, I've been healthy, so healthy all my life. I never really been sick until they took a blood clot out of my arm and my whole everything just crashed in my body. And so I've had to build it back up through the years, and every now and then it just a little something happens and I just buckle down really hard on what I need to be doing and it seems to get better. But the stuff that happened this week was just unreal, because it sort of scared me because I have trouble with my blood pressure. But we've been had that changed and been doing okay. But we just have to keep looking for answers because of what we breathe in, this air. And like John and Mel said, I don't have any idea what these people are trying to do and how they keep from breathing the same air we do. But I just look to God, and that's where my answer's at. And he'll send people to help you. And you're in the right place to learn the truth about how to deal with the things. And stick with your diet is really main thing. And there's always new recipes on our site and information on our site that help you. And you're not going to find nobody no better than John and Mel. Even I've told the doctors that I do see about John and had them look up their site and told them anybody that comes in with the stuff that I was dealing with when I first got sick, they can call me if they want to, because my doctors did not have a clue about what to do to help me. So there's not nobody here that can't figure out what's going on with you and help you. And it don't cost you nothing with your insurance, which I wish it did. I wish it helped pay them for what they do. But, I'd rather have somebody that's honest and truthful than somebody that just says, oh, I don't know, it ought to go away soon. So I know how everybody feels that's going through this, but we just have to stay together and keep encouraging and praying for each other. And John and Mel and them know how much I care about them and what they do. And that's why I'm still here, because without them, I don't think I would be. I still run into problems because I've had cancer and had a lot of health problems that way. Just in my later years, I'm 77, be 78 in December, and been healthy as a horse until they took that blood clot out of my arm. And then I wonder what they've done. I feel like something in the hospital didn't go right because they kept me longer than I should have been there and did things that other people told me they didn't have done. So I just don't know what it is. But anyway, glad you're here. You get help you need and will feel comfortable doing it because it's nothing that's going to harm you.
All right.
Amen. Thank you, dear.
Any way that I can help you, I do, and I pray for everybody that's on our calls every day. And John knows how I feel, and Mel does too, about God's number one, and he guides people to help people that he wants help, I think. So I appreciate
yes,
that.
Does.
Yeah.
Oh, thank Nancy. Thank you, dear. Thank you for being here today. You've always been a very positive spokesperson when it comes to the website. All right, let me see now. We have Carrie. Carrie, would you like to ask a question? Okay, maybe I have this wrong. It's Karen, Charlene, and Carrie. Who's the third one?
It is Carrie. She's the 858 number. It's Charlene.
Okay.
I don't. Is she? Does she look to be still on?
Oh, everybody's still here. Nobody's left. Okay.
Okay.
So, do you have any questions?
Not me. Carrie, do you have questions?
No, I'm good. This has been an amazing amount of information. I have my husband listening in. He's got knee problems. He's had a couple surgeries. And, so now I'm going to have him taking the – I'm on a walk with the dogs now, but I have it written down at home. But NFL. All I got was NFL. So NFL.
All right.
So,
awesome.
I'm excited about all your products, too. Thank you for the information.
Thank you, dear. Thank you, dear.
Carrie, when you order, go through my website. Automatically, you'll get a 10% discount on whatever individual product you order.
Awesome. I'll
yes, you're welcome. All right, next. Now, is that Cash, Cassandra?
Yes, it's me.
Do you have any questions?
I did. I had a question about dealing with the parasites that we deal with internally. Just wondering if there was something in addition to taking our protocol that would help in assisting getting rid of them.
Well, are you doing WBS?
No, you haven't graduated me to that yet, Mel.
Okay, well, then we need to talk after the weekend and see if it's time for you.
Okay.
Because in my opinion, that's the number one killer, okay? Stopping copper is beneficial, but if you're about ready, okay, and you might be ready now, then we'll get you off that up. Are you off tomorrow too?
Only half of the day tomorrow.
What half?
I should be off by 3, hopefully.
All right, so why don't you call me around dinner time tomorrow? So if I'm not mistaken, you're in Eastern time zone, right?
Yes.
So your 5 o'clock is going to be my 3 o'clock. And even if I go for a ride in the country, which I like to do on Sundays after prayer, I'll be back in the house by that time.
Okay.
Okay, we'll talk. We'll determine if it's time for you.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Mel, can I respond to her question as well?
Sure.
Cassandra, that's an excellent question you asked, and I'm glad you did because I wanted to point out
you know, we realized early on that this community was going to be unique in that so many people that come to Mel are people that have been basically queued up and spit out by Western medicine. And they're, many times they don't have a doctor that'll listen to them and really, you know, that doesn't just think they're crazy and trying to convince their families that they're crazy and all of that stuff. So we recognized very quickly that we were going to need to come up with some offensive weapons that people can use to lower the overall burden of infection in their body. And obviously the WPS is one of them. There are also a number of products that we developed at Logos. The base protocol is all about building a strong defense and restoring your body's natural defenses. The protocol extensions, which normally people don't start on until their second month after we get all their detox pathways cleared and nutrient deficits restored and so forth, then we'll introduce the extensions, and those are more offensive in nature and you know, to try to knock down the population. So there are a lot of tools there that you'll notice when you go to the Morgellons page. There's other products at the bottom of the page that are available. And that we've got things like Immune Pulse, which is a very unique product that involves pulsing of herbs that are not designed to be taken on an ongoing basis. We have a Candida Red, which is part of the extension, which is a broad-spectrum antimicrobial, antifungal formulation. We have Parabolish, which is a very aggressive, aggressive is probably a good term to use for it. It's a lot of pills, but it's only for 10 days, and it's got some aggressive herbs that are antiparasitic in nature.
Let me interrupt. Didn't you have me take that before I started the basic protocol, or you don't remember?
No, I started you on flora and liver CS and all the basic stuff first, because for that same reason. I mean, you were an absolute train wreck, and I wanted to clear your detox pathways and all that first. And you were also taking ivermectin and all kind of other things that when I first met you. You know, you were taking anything and everything you could get your hands on because you were in a desperate place. But, yeah, we've got a lot of tools, and Mel has a lot of tools at his disposal now that we didn't have access to in the beginning, but we do now. But the idea is to rebuild integrity into your natural defense systems as a base to, you know, start from. And then we want to try to identify what particular infections or challenges might be there, and then do things that can help you lower the overall burden of infection in your body so the immune system is no longer outmanned. That make
okay,
sense,
yeah,
Cassandra?
I'm not sure on type of infections or I know every once in a while, I don't know if it's part of being a woman that I think I had to take antibiotics, and sometimes that builds up the yeast. Sometimes, you know, a woman's hormones monthly. So I don't know if that has a role to play in it sometimes as well. But
every antibiotic has a side effect. And unfortunately, if the particular antibiotic you're taking affects your liver or your kidneys, well, that ain't good, because that's what we're trying to make sure is working properly. John?
Yeah, sometimes antibiotics are necessary in certain cases, but we also have natural antibiotics like olive leaf extract that is available for folks who don't have access otherwise. I think ivermectin actually is a wonderful drug and a very, very effective drug. Could have saved millions of lives during the pandemic if it wasn't, you know, squashed because of the idiots out there who have this depopulation agenda that we're all enduring. But yeah, there are lots of tools, and Mel is experienced at directing you what direction to go, and he's helped a lot of folks to navigate through this. And I'm always here as well if needed. And we hope to see you, Cassandra, get your life back and your productivity back, and all to the glory of God.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Cassandra. Thank you, John. And let me see. I believe after performing. Wait a minute now. Let's see. Where is she here? All right. I got knocked out, so I have to log back in real quick. All right. Another one of my favorites, okay, joining us today after performing she's still here. Okay. After performing a multitude of haircuts because she was once a cosmopolitan beautician. Come in. Now she's the head of one of the biggest ice cream factories on earth. Come in, Lori, the ice cream lady.
Hi, everyone. Welcome, every new person. It's a great place to be. You'll learn so much here. I was a mess, too, when I got here. Ate all wrong, thought I ate so good, and I've just learned so much information. I would have given up a long time ago, and grace of God, he brought me here, and just like Nancy, and probably been here about the same amount of time. So I do have a question, John. Thank you again for being here, too.
You're welcome.
You always help me. On the Nymphoflax, I always say it wrong. I do have it, but I also have the, I take the, part of the protocol is the Magnificat or whatever it is. I remember you saying not to take both. I was wondering, I forgot how to take it because I went off for a while. I was wondering how to take that again.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it's not that you can't take both, but you probably don't need to take both. The Infostat actually has Magnificime in it, but it's a half dose of what is in Magnificent. But it also has other proteolytic enzymes in it. So the synergy of what's in there, makes the amount of Magnificent that's in it, serapeptase, very effective. But I don't think it's necessary for you to take both.
Okay. So
if you wanted to take, if you wanted to take more than Infostat, I would add the new systemic enzyme, the rejuvenase, which is nattokinase. That's a different enzyme, so you'd be adding, another layer of enzymatic activity, which would be a good thing. So if you were going to add to Infostat, I would add the rejuvenase.
Rejuvenate, okay. And take the take that the same amount as the other one, or just do it like the bottle says?
Do it like the bottle says.
Okay.
And with systemic enzymes, you want to take those always on an empty stomach.
Right. Okay. Yeah, he has us taking those. You take the Magnificent stuff. He has us taking that with the MSM.
Good.
So I can do the same, just replace it. Okay. Yeah. All right. That would be great. Thank you. And then take the other one at the same time to rejuvenate, or take that with food?
You want to take the rejuvenate without food.
Without
and the Infostat without food, yeah.
Okay, and can I do those together?
Always make sure you take thymic formula and liver CS with food.
With food, right. Okay, yeah, I do that with meals. Okay, just trying to get all this stuff and spread it out. And I have my car, my phone alarm goes off all the time to take this and that and this and this. And one of these days, I will graduate. All right.
Amen.
Amen.
You're welcome. God bless you, dear.
Thank you, John.
All righty.
Oh, well, Mel, can I just say one thing?
That, sure, you can say, wait. You can say two things.
The joint marvel, okay? My fingers were so bad, and my hands hurt, and Mel put me on that. And I'll tell you, that is my joints and everything. That is awesome. And I won't go without that ever. That has been just my rings fit. I can get my rings on and off. And my fingers have, they're just all thinning out. And I'm just thankful for that. So thank you.
Hands are an important tool. And I'm glad I pushed you on here.
If you haven't done it yet, it would be wonderful if you'd go on our website and leave a product review about that, because people need to know that it can really help, solve their symptoms, and not by masking them, but by addressing the underlying causes.
Yeah, I should, and I should say all of it, because after 3 months of just being on low dose vitamins, my life changed. It took about 3 months for me to just notice a huge difference, but there's no going back. So I really appreciate
it. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, dear.
All right. It took a while, John. 2 hours to get around the room, but let's go and see. If anybody else has a question that they would like to ask now, because all these other questions created a new question, please either scream or hit star 5 now. Because when you hit star 5 now and you do it enough times, you hear in your phone, hand raised, and then I know to call you. That hasn't worked real well with lately, so we just say scream. All right. It doesn't appear that anybody has anything else that they would like to ask at this time, John. I can only say that we've done a lot of calls together, but, you know, they're always a little different. There are always certain similarities, but there's always a ton of great information, buddy. So I want to thank you very much. I know you're with all the grandkids, and there's a baseball game going on. So is there anything you'd like to say in closing, John?
Well, just that I really appreciate the opportunity to be here and to be able to minister to all of you. And you are all in our prayers, as our customers always are in our prayers. And, we didn't talk about this, but the name of our company, Logos Nutritionals, comes from Scripture, and it comes from the Gospel of John, where it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And then verse 14, it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we recognized him not. That word in the Greek is logos, or as they would have pronounced it, logos. And so literally, our company was birthed and remains in place to bring honor and glory to God and to try to transform lives for his glory. And so that is what we get up every day with the intention and eagerness to do. So Lord willing, we'll do that until Jesus returns, which looks more and more likely every day. But I love you all. Thank you for allowing me to be here today, and Mel, and for the honor of standing beside you and serving him.
Well, John, you know, it's been a long haul, buddy. But it's good to say that we're both in good health and continue to do what the Lord put us here to do. I want, on the count of three, even if you think I'm corny, which I am, I want you to go 1, 2, 3, and then I want everyone to say thank you, John. 1, 2, 3. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Mel.
All right, everybody.
Thank you all.
Thank you, John. Go have a good time with the kids. I'll talk to you tomorrow or later.
Okay.
Thank
you
so very, very much. Anyway.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hold on a second. Hold on, everybody. Tomorrow we're back with prayer and fellowship. And next Saturday, May 3rd, we will have the voting on the contest for the best of the best of the best post for the month of April. So join us next week. And in 2 weeks, which is going to be after that, May 17th, we're going to have Kathy back from Natural Genesis. And on May 24th, we're going to have Joe do a show on diet. So join us, learn more, get healthy, call me when you need me. And God bless you all. Have a great day now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.